This Saturday is World AIDS Day. It's a time when many people reflect on the fight against HIV and remind each other to get tested, protect themselves, and know the cost of infection. But few of us really understand the cost of living with AIDS. I don't mean the physical toll or the emotional cost. I mean the price tag. If you became HIV positive today, how much would it cost you in checkups, blood tests, hospital visits, and endless prescriptions to stay alive? We'd like to start a conversation on the cost of AIDS by talking to a member of our team who knows it all too well. KQED's Mark Troutwine became HIV positive at a time when AIDS was considered a death sentence. Today, Mark is the editor of KQED's listener commentary series, Perspectives. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Give me some examples of what you actually spend on your medications. What do you take? What does it cost you with insurance? And what would it cost retail without insurance?
I currently take about 11 prescription drugs, a number of non-prescription over-the-counter drugs, and some vitamins and supplements as well. But 11 prescription drugs, if I did not have insurance, the retail cost of those medications would be about $45,000 a year. I pay approximately $1,500 a year in copays for those medications.
And what kind of insurance do you have that covers so much?
I'm a retired federal employee, so I have my insurance provided through the federal government, and I have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, kind of a standard fee-for-service insurance plan.
How often, if at all, has paying for all this care become difficult or unnerving?
Part of the definition of living with AIDS is that you're uncomfortable. You're not certain about anything. The future doesn't really belong to you. It's one of the other costs, by the way, of this disease is you lose a sense that the future is something you can rely on. You're always uncertain. You never know whether that infection you have is just another flu that anybody else gets, or whether it's something that's a dagger pointed at your heart.
There are also other costs that go along with your HIV-related care, generally with being healthy, you know, doctor's visits and blood tests and so on. I mean, even for a relatively healthy person with insurance, a single blood test can be $300 or $400.
Then there's also the costs of the associated conditions that you may acquire as part of your course with HIV. A big issue for me has been cardiovascular disease that I've has been totally related in my case to having HIV and taking the meds for it. That's put me through 5 angioplasties over 12 years. Each one of those angioplasties costs $30,000, $40,000, and $60,000. Each one of those, I paid only several thousand dollars each because I'm insured. But the costs of not just your medications, not just your doctor visits, not just your blood tests, but the associated diseases that also and conditions that also have to be treated can be quite enormous and unknowable until you enter into them.
KQED's Mark Troutwine is the editor of our listener commentary series, Perspectives. He has lived with HIV and AIDS for more than 30 years. Mark, thanks for talking to us.
I'm just happy to be here.
We'd like to hear about your experiences with the cost of AIDS. Share your thoughts on the KQED News blog, State of Health. You can also sound off on our Facebook page or tweet us. We're at KQED News, and please use the hashtag #CostOfAIDS. I'm Joshua Johnson. You can find our blog, State of Health, share what AIDS has cost you, and hear much more of our conversation with Mark online at kqednews.org.